The humid and unsettled weather pattern continues across the Northeast. It looks like it will stick around through at least midweek. There are some indications in the computer model data that the weather will turn drier and less rainy by late week, though that is not set in stone at this time. What is set in stone is that it is another humid day across our area. We have dew point temperatures running close to the 70-degree mark. And keep in mind that once the dew point reaches or exceeds 70, it feels oppressive in terms of humidity. And with all of this humidity around, we've had some showers and storms flare up through this afternoon. And like in past days and weeks, some of these storms may be locally strong or severe. However, the biggest threat remains flash flooding, as any of these storms have the potential to produce heavy downpours. The National Weather Service has posted a flash flood watch through this evening for most areas, so we will have to be on the lookout for some localized flooding. And it's a good time to remember your flooding safety tips. And the biggest tip of all is to never walk or drive into a flooded area. It doesn't take much water to sweep you or a vehicle away, and flooding is one of nature's biggest weather-related killers. The chance for showers and storms will continue through the second half of the night, though it will tend to diminish. It will be a warm and humid night with areas of fog and temperatures dropping back into the 60s. The next couple of days look to be pretty much the same, with partly sunny skies, the chance for scattered showers and storms, quite a bit of humidity, and temperatures that should be mainly in the 80s. And with that threat for showers and storms continuing, the threat for flash flooding will continue, and we'll have to monitor the potential for maybe some severe weather by the middle part of the week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a flash flood watch is in effect this evening, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. For tonight, a flash flood watch this evening, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a flash flood watch this evening, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, humid, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, humid, high in the upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, a flash flood watch this evening, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog and humid, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with a chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. On Wednesday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and storms, high in the middle to upper 80s. Partly sunny, with a chance of showers and storms on Thursday, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.